Welcome to another edition of Monday Morning Moments, a weekly podcast dedicated to helping you make the most of the moments in your life. I'm your host, Mike Van Hooser. Hope you've had a great weekend and just wanted to come forward with another episode of Monday Morning Moments, helping you to just be encouraged in sports, business, and life. And our goal is to develop leaders in all of those areas. And today we want to talk about goal setting. And I think that's something that, especially at the end of a year, people are very focused on. And our focus is not for you to just be a goal setter, but to be a goal achiever. And I think in my own life, there are goals that I've set that I haven't accomplished and I want to accomplish. And I look back and I learn from those experiences. And there's some key things I think that I've learned and the people that we coach learned from those experiences of why people don't accomplish their goals, and especially in the research we've done and looking at this and looking at organizations as well, and following other great people who've done a lot of work in the area of goal setting and understanding some of these reasons. So I want to talk to you today about that. Hopefully it will encourage you as you think about your goals for the next year and approach that, that you will set meaningful and relevant and worthwhile goals, and that you'll not only set them, but you'll achieve them in the new year and beyond. So let's talk about some reasons that people don't reach their potential in setting goals, that they are not able to achieve their goals. And I think the first reason that we see a lot of times is that they don't specifically define the goal. So the goal becomes more nebulous, some nebulous dream that can't be measured and therefore becomes elusive and impossible to attain. We often use the vision of, I want to be healthy in 2018, or I want to be healthy in the new year. But that's a very nebulous goal. It's hard to measure. It's not specifically defined. It's more of a resolution than a goal, and it's not specific. And so it becomes this nebulous, lofty idea that you're never holding yourself accountable to, and also it's hard to measure. And a lot of people do that. They call them resolutions, but they don't define specific goals in those areas. So that's one reason. That's really one of the number one reasons. You have to be specific, and we'll talk about some ways that you can do that later on in this podcast. A second reason is that they do not develop an action plan to achieve the goal. So action plans are very important to accomplish that goal. Once you've defined it as something that's specific and it's measurable and it's got a timeline to it and all the other things that are important in defining a goal that's easy to measure, you don't develop an action plan to achieve the goal. And many people go through this goal setting exercise, but they never create a tangible plan to achieve the goal and really tie that on a weekly and monthly basis as far as things that I'm doing and investing in that tie to the broader goal. We asked this question in a leadership workshop that we were doing recently for a new client and asked how many people, when they whether they use a digital planner or a physical planner, day timer, how often and how many of those things are tied to overall goals as far as the things that you put down in your schedule and on your to-do list on that, whether you use a digital planner or a physical planner or whatever that is. Many of those things don't tie to goals. That's why I love Michael Hyatt's Full Focus Planner, because it is tied to learning from the week, doing weekly debriefs, planning for the new week as well, but tying those up to goals. And I think that's really important as you think about those weekly and monthly plans that you have, making sure that they're tied not just things that you need to do and the transactions of the day, but they're tied to your priorities and the goals that you're setting for yourself. And that's very important that you do that and have a system that allows you to do that as well. I think another reason that people don't accomplish their goals is they confuse activity with progress. They confuse activity with progress. So they feel like we're doing a bunch of things, but it's not progress towards the goal. And they go through the motions and remain busy, but their work is not productive in terms of making any kind of progress toward the goal. And that's really important when you think about measuring that and making sure that your effort leads to achievement, that your effort leads to achievement and that the progress is directed in the right way as well. Another reason that people don't achieve their goals is they don't own it. You have to own the goal. In other words, they identify a goal, but they don't take ownership of the process to reach the outcome. And I think it's fine to set a great goal and to go through a goal-setting exercise, but you have to own it, own the process it's going to take to reach that outcome, and not allow circumstances and excuses to invade the path to success. And when people don't achieve their goals, they allow circumstances and excuses and all of these other things that are outside forces and distractions to invade that path to success. And they have to make sure that they're focused and stay on the path to success. Another reason that people don't achieve their goals is they don't commit to it. So they set it, it's specific, they may have defined an action plan or not, but they're not committed to accomplishing that goal. And it's so important on the front end that when you set goals, that you're going to be committed to those. And they have to be exciting and invigorating and relevant and, you know, worthwhile, because you're not going to commit to it when things get tough, or maybe even from the beginning, if you just think it's something you need to do or have to do or sounds like a great goal. But make sure that goal is meaningful to you, and then basically commit to the outcome. And I think sometimes when we see people not committing to the goal, to achieving the goal, is that they desire the outcome, but they do not do everything they can to reach it. They don't want to put in the work to actually reach that goal. They love the outcome, but are not willing to put in the work. Another reason that people don't accomplish their goals is they don't schedule time for it. We talked about that earlier, but making sure it's a priority on their schedule. And so on a weekly and monthly and quarterly basis, evaluating where you are in those goals and making sure that ties to the action plan of what you're doing, and putting time in that and investing time to schedule the time towards progress on that goal. And then a final reason that people don't accomplish their goals is they allow distractions of fear and doubt to invade the space of performance. They allow distractions of fear and doubt to invade the space of performance. And I've seen this with athletes. I've seen it with entrepreneurs. I've seen it with business leaders and larger organizations as well, and nonprofits, is that fear and doubt can so often invade that space of where we're performing and we're maximizing our potential and we're focused on process-oriented things. And we've got to make sure that those enemies and those thieves, as I had one participant in our leadership workshop say, it's a thief of fear and doubt to take away from the space of performance and where we need to go and what we need to do to accomplish the goals, to make an impact with our lives, and to do the things that are really important. And fear and doubt can steal away from that, and they're thieves that take us away from the focus that we really need to have. So there may be other reasons that you have as well, but I think that captures a lot of the good reasons why people don't accomplish their goals. But we don't want to just leave you there and say, well, that's a real downer because there are three or five of those that I relate to, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to accomplish them. Having defined the enemy, let's look at the steps that will actually be able to allow you to conquer your enemy and propel you to reaching your goal. I think the first thing in going from a goal setter to a goal achiever is you have to define the goal and be specific about that. We talked about that, and many people use this, and we've used it with coaching clients, is the SMART acronym of specific, measurable, attainable or achievable, results-oriented, and timelined. And that's been an acronym that's been used forever. I think it's a great acronym to be specific in when you talk about your goal, that you make sure that it's measurable, that it's achievable and attainable, you know, it's relevant, that it's a stretch goal, but that you can do it, that it's results-oriented, so you can measure it at the end of the day, and it's focused on results and not just a process, and then also it's timelined. What I would also say is that I've seen some of the work that Michael Hyatt's done, and I've used this in my own goal-setting approach, is he uses a SMARTER acronym. So it's not only maybe smarter in the way he does it, but that's the acronym SMARTER. And he uses those same things for SMART, but adds the ER to it and talks about a goal being exciting and also relevant. And so the exciting, I think, leads to commitment. It's allowing you to be passionate about that and be excited and really upbeat about accomplishing the goal, which leads to commitment and trust and dedication and persistence. And then also being relevant, he talks about it being relevant to our stage of life, where we are, relevant to the people in our lives as well, that we share those goals. Because if you have a family or you have other people that are counting on you to accomplish that goal, it also needs to be taken into consideration what they're trying to accomplish and how that some of the things that you may be doing affect them and impact them, especially when it comes to the outcome of that goal, but also the time that you're investing in that. And so I think that's a really good acronym to use as well. But that can get you on the road to setting up the right goals from the beginning. The second thing is developing an action plan to achieve the goal. We said that was one of the enemies to actually achieving the goal. So developing an action plan to achieve the goal. And you might say, well, what does an action plan look like? I've seen some people that have really, you know, architected this and developed an Excel spreadsheet, and they're measuring it on a daily basis and all of that. And then I've seen people who just incorporate a system that will help them, that works for them, that's maybe looser, but it still ties to each week investing time in accomplishing the goal and making sure that the things they do on a daily and weekly and monthly basis tie towards achieving that goal. And I think that if, say, our goal is to run a marathon, you know, by the end of the year or in a certain month, then coming up with an action plan would be signing up for a training plan. And then it might be executing that training plan on a weekly basis. It might be, you know, buying the right shoes or investing in the right clothes or making sure I learn about hydration studies and fueling strategies and things like that. So all of those would be tasks in your action plan and things that would help you to accomplish that as well. So an action plan is really important. We know that when we do projects, and when we think about the project of our life, the most important part, we have to develop an action plan to accomplish the goals that we want, if it's very important. Another strategy and another thing that helps somebody go from being a goal setter to a goal achiever is to make each day a day of purpose, working on things that will advance the ball toward your goal. Once you have that action plan in place, make sure that each day it's purposeful, that you're not just doing things that are just going through the motions, but you're purposeful about that. And asking the question on a daily and weekly basis, what's the highest and best use of myself? That's a great question to ask, whether you're talking about goal achievement or just fulfilling your calling and purpose. What is the highest and best use of myself in this situation? What is the highest and best use of myself in this day? And then going out and doing it. I think when we stop to ask that question, then it gets us to saying no to certain things and saying yes to the right things. And that's very important as leaders in any type of organization. And it's true at home, it's true in our community, it's true at work as well. So making sure that we ask that question and making each day a day of purpose. Another way to achieve your goals in the new year is to own the goal. We've said that one of the enemies or thieves is not taking ownership of that goal. We have to own the goal. Make it your goal, not someone else's dream. Take complete responsibility for the outcome and live by the mantra, no excuses, no regrets. And I think when I've seen people who've really accomplished their goals, and I think that mantra, you've heard that probably before, but I've had a lot of athletes use that, no excuses, no regrets. And when they focus on that as a trigger phrase for their life, especially when it relates to training and going out and accomplishing their goals, they want to make sure that at the end of the day, at the end of the year, whatever it might be, whatever the timeline is, that they have no excuses, that they haven't let excuses get in the way of distracting them from focus on the goal, and that they have no regrets, that at the end of the year that they've accomplished that goal, they've loved the journey to get there, and they've had no regrets about the process. Another opportunity for becoming a goal achiever is to commit to the goal. Give it everything you have. I think it's important, especially when you've got multiple goals, that you commit to the goals that you've laid out and make sure that you don't become overwhelmed by it, but that you give it your best and everything you have and show true commitment to that not just a compliance attitude. And sometimes I think we get into a compliance attitude because, one, we haven't set the right goal, a meaningful goal that's going to mean something to us at the beginning. We think it's just something that's expected of us, or maybe that would be a good goal to set because we heard somebody else was setting that goal, but that it didn't mean something to us. And then when a goal really means something to us, we're going to commit to that goal. Another thing that's very important, it ties to the action plan, is scheduling time for activities that will help you advance the ball toward your goal. Plan weekly, execute daily. Plan weekly, execute daily. Have quarterly retreats that you do as well to assess your progress on goals and your focus. Some people will set out those goals and lay them out in certain quarters so that they don't try to accomplish, say, all 7 goals or all 10 goals, you know, in the first month of the year, that they think strategically about what's possible and that they schedule them out over the month and then get into this rhythm of planning weekly and executing daily. We use that with a lot of the people that we coach to think about that. How can I think strategically about my week and plan for that week and then execute daily on the things that are part of that plan? And that's important in the tasks that you do and the responsibilities that you have, but also in goal achievement. And then a final thought on goal achievement and really accomplishing the goals is to use this mantra that we use and this axiom from sports psychology and sports performance to replace, not repress. Replace, not repress. So the whole concept, and we've explained this in other blog posts and probably some other podcasts on our website as well, but it has to do with a lot of the thieves that steal and distract, steal our time and steal our focus and distract us from accomplishing the goal or getting the task done or achieving the win or making the shot or whatever it might be. And when we use it in sports, we think about these 5 forces, and we use a beach ball to explain that. If you think about a beach ball in water, when you press it underneath water, it comes back up. And if you've ever tried to sit on a beach ball and really force it down, you're going to go flying and the beach ball is going to come back up because the pressure puts it back up because it has no place to go but up. And when we try to press those things down, those 5 forces are fear, doubt, pressure, lack of confidence, and negative thoughts. Fear, pressure, lack of confidence, negative thoughts, and doubt. Those 5 forces can really mess with our minds and get us sidetracked from accomplishing our goals. So instead of trying to press those down and say, don't think about it, or repress, just press over and over again, we use this axiom of replace, not repress, to help people replace it with a trigger phrase. I gave you one earlier, you know, plan weekly, execute daily. But, you know, what in life, I think from a life perspective, I think do your best. You know, trust your instincts, give energy and effort. Those are all things that can help you focus on the task at hand. And it may be more specific than that regarding, you know, a business situation or a life situation as well. We tailor those to sports, and so we have them that be more specific in the things that we're doing. But the key is to use this peak performance technique to replace thoughts of fear, pressure, and doubt with thoughts of belief, trust, and confidence, knowing you can and you will achieve your goals. And this is something that should be very specific for you. It might relate to the trust that you have and the preparation that you've done. And I'm prepared, you know, be a fighter, run through this. Those things are specific and can be very specific to the preparation and the confidence you have of why you have that confidence and really conquering those thoughts of fear, pressure, and doubt. So one of the things out of this podcast you may think about doing is thinking about what would be your trigger phrases. Usually a good trigger phrase is a 2-3 word phrase that triggers something for you physically. And I think it's important to think about that from a life perspective and using that trigger phrase to replace that thought of fear, doubt, and pressure, negative thoughts, and lack of confidence with a phrase that's going to help you in the new year of accomplishing your goals. And while we can't control the outcome of the events in our lives, just because we set the goals and we go through these strategies to do it, it doesn't mean that it's automatically going to happen. And we can't necessarily architect and orchestrate and almost like a puppeteer, make sure everybody's moving in line with our goals and that no circumstances will happen that might divert us to a different path. But we can take responsibility for the outcome and do everything we can to achieve the hopes and the dreams and the goals of our lives. And so the key question for you is, you know, in taking control of the process, taking control of the things you can control, using the mantra of focusing on what you can control, influencing what you can, and flushing the rest as you try to and do accomplish your goals this year and this new year. A key question for you is, how are you going to answer that call? How will you respond to the statement, here's why you won't reach your goals? We don't want to be in a place where we're not going to reach our goals or somebody saying, well, you can never accomplish that. We want to answer the call of setting the right goals that are meaningful and worthwhile and relevant to our lives and relevant to our calling. So that would be my hope and prayer for you, is that you will think about some of these thieves that have maybe stolen from you in the past to accomplish your goals when you're setting the goals, and that you would really move in those areas to be a goal achiever. Assess maybe why you accomplished those goals in the past, and then use some of the strategies on this podcast to accomplish your goals in the new year. We're also going to be posting some other resources to help you with that. And from a coaching perspective, if we can do anything to help you in accomplishing your goals, we would definitely want to do that and have some programs in place that will do that as well. We also will make available some resources from Michael Hyatt, and he's got some wonderful systems and courses that help you to achieve your goals. And one of the programs is called Best Year Ever, and I've done that for the last few years, and it's a great, great program. And so again, look for more information on our website about that. You can sign up for our email newsletter, and that will help you stay in the flow of things that we're offering. We don't send a lot of outside products and really spam you with other things. We want to provide resources that are relevant and meaningful, and most of them will be things that we're generating off of this website. But when we recommend other products, it's something to take a look at, because we only do it for a few. And there are things that we've personally used, that I've personally used in my own life, that I would highly recommend. And Michael Hyatt's Best Year Ever program is a great program and a great thing to look at as well. And again, we have some friends and family opportunities to allow you to do that. And again, he only offers that during this time of the year as you're preparing for it. So it's not like it's something that you can take advantage of mid-year. He only offers it during a certain time of year. And we're going to be offering some coaching programs around that as well to help you in executing on that program as well. So again, I want you to be a goal achiever and accomplish the things that God intended for your life. And I hope you make it a great week. Make the most of the moments of this week, this month, and then as you go into 2018 and beyond, I pray that you would just continue to feel the purposes of what God has intended for your life and this generation, and make an impact in future leaders at home, at work, and in your community.